This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 9th, episode 1274, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Ugh.
Well, okay, Mrs. Jamie Jennings, thank you for coming in today. I am Officer Glenn. If you could just come over and have a seat here in the interrogation room at the police station, I would like to ask you a few things. First off, where were you Tuesday at 9:30 a.m.?
9:30 a.m. your time?
9:30 a.m. your time, West Coast.
Oh, I'm certain I don't know.
Do you have any witnesses that you were certain you don't know where you were?
Hold on. I was here at my farm doing farm chores.
Are there any witnesses?
Probably not, aside from a two-year-old.
Are you telling me, can he talk? And can he verify that you were actually at your farm at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday?
No, he cannot.
Okay, so you really have no alibi for 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday.
What'd I do?
Are you telling me that you were not in Portland, Oregon at 9:30 on Tuesday morning?
I was not in Portland, Oregon.
Are you sure? Because yes. We have gone through our database of potential criminals, and you are the only one that fit the description for this particular crime that happened at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday in Portland, Oregon. So you're telling me you were not there.
I promise, sir. I promise. I swear.
There's actually no witnesses, so that concerns me. So at this point, you are our top suspect for the stolen truck that was stolen from the mini market in Portland, Oregon, that was carrying an entire load of a flavorless soybean product called tofu. The truck was stolen, and it was found at 1:30 p.m. And witnesses say that a woman got out of the truck. They found the truck, but the entire contents, hundreds of pounds of tofu, were missing from that truck. And you are our primary suspect, because who else would steal hundreds of pounds of a flavorless soybean product, which, by the way, is what they called it in the police report.
Are you serious?
Yes. Obviously, they were meat eaters.
I love tofu.
Well, I will be searching your house, and we will get a search warrant, and we will check to see if there's hundreds of pounds of tofu in your pool or somewhere.
My freezer.
Yes.
Somebody stole a tofu truck?
Yes, and they left the truck and took the tofu. Now, wouldn't you think they could sell the truck for more than the tofu?
Well, tofu is really good and gaining popularity, so maybe not.
Oh, and there was also organic juice that they took all of that, too.
It sounds like my kind of truck.
I read this story and I just thought of you.
Now, here's what our listeners are thinking while they are probably listening to this while driving.
Yes.
Or listening to this while cleaning stalls. There is not a police car behind you. I hate it when people play the sirens.
I thought about that when I did that too. I said, well, screw it. It's Friday. They can think that a cop just pulled them over.
It's like that or the sound of somebody's alarm. Like in the morning. Oh, gosh. Don't.
And I even had to dig out the old Dragnet music. So.
That was impressive. That was impressive. Good job, Glenn.
And by the way, Jamie had no idea that I was going to do that. That was just.
Yes. He says, just play along. But I will tell you that the tofu is delicious and the juice washed it down.
You mean the flavorless soybean product?
It kind of takes on flavors with whatever you're cooking it with, people.
Betsy Hammond wrote that article for The Oregonian, and I'm kind of guessing that she loves meat. She's not a big tofu fan.
There's a lot of vegans in Oregon, so... Yeah.
Could I just anyone. Thought it was funny that they left the truck. Took the tofu.
That's funny. Jennifer, save us. What's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Product Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to go behind the scenes at Woodbine Racetrack, this time with communications manager Keith McCalmont. And then next up, we're going to get to know the YouTube sensation Terry Arner. That's the crazy guy, crazy enough to make a U-turn in the middle of a one-lane bridge over a gorge and then back his horse to the end. Y'all remember that video. And then the EquityMFG.com really bad ads is going to chip away at our faith in the American educational system. So stay tuned for the praise, folks.
Well, my Daily Winnie's a really quick one. It goes out to Dr. Wendy and her new duck, which she named Glenn the Duck. I posted a picture of it on my Facebook page if you'd like to see my namesake. He's a very handsome duck. I hope it's a boy. She never did clarify that. So, but she did say that as she gets more ducks, she's going to be naming them after the co-hosts on the Horse Radio Network. So I now have a duck named after me.
Wendy Ying, I'm if so you're proud. Listening, don't get ducks. They poop twice as much as chickens, twice as big, and they throw hair, feathers. Feathers will be everywhere. And they will never shut up.
Did we mention the 6-foot alligator that lives in her pond where the duck is swimming?
And there's that.
Literally, there is a 6-foot alligator that lives in her pond. So I'm kind of guessing that Glenn the Duck is going to be lunch pretty shortly.
There's going to...
Sorry.
She's just going to name every duck Glenn the Duck.
Yes.
Because that's what I do with my chickens that all look alike. Just get one name for all of them. You can't tell Peking
He's a pretty white duck. He's all white. He's a pretty duck.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's beautiful. They're gross.
Hope he lasts more than a day.
So my Daily Winnie, excuse me, it's kind of happy, kind of sad. So we lost Cigar. Sorry, I was a little late on Wednesday. We lost Cigar exactly a year ago. And as you guys know, I'm a huge Cigar fan. There's a picture of Glenn and I. We got to meet Cigar at the Kentucky Horse Park. Just what an amazing horse. Cigar's major wins. I mean, he won the Breeders' Cup Classic, Pimlico Special, Jockey Club Gold Cup, Hollywood Gold Cup, Gulfstream Handicap, Woodward, Dubai World Cup, Woodward Stakes twice. I mean, the horse won everything, was Horse of the Year twice. It's just ridiculous speed figures. Anyway, he was just amazing. And I just wanted to pay a little tribute to Cigar. You are gone, but not forgotten. Here is his Breeders' Cup Classic race in 1995.
Shot Jed Forrest as the tote board reads 9-1 on him. It reads 3-5 for Whitby champion Cigar in the gate for the 12th Breeders' Cup Classic. And they're off. French Deputy Star Standard strikes out
There's
for the
about
lead
20
immediately,
horses
and
in this
he's
race.
Aggressively ridden here. Star Standard to the lead, and Cigar is keyed up today. Very competitive, and he's right up there close for the inside La Carrière. They make the bend toward the backstretch. Star Standard leads. La Carrière pressing on the inside. Jerry Bailey with a hard hold of the pent-up power of Cigar, restrained in third. Peaks and Valleys in the clear on the outside, fourth. Unaccounted for is fifth. French Deputy from off the pace today. England's Hauling is now seventh on the outside. Tinner's Way is next. Then it's Solo the Matter, who's down on the fence, about 9 lengths from the lead. Jed Forrest and Concern is just where he was last year at this time. Last, about a dozen lengths from the front. The opening quarter went in 24 1/5 seconds. Star Standard on the outside. Le Carrière pressing for the lead with 6 furlongs to go. And Cigar wants to go to the lead, but Jerry Bailey says no, not yet. Unaccounted for, fourth toward the rail with 5 furlongs to run. The opening half mile went in 48 1/5 seconds. Soul of the Manor now has to pick it up, but he threads his way through in between horses. Then far in the back, it's French Deputy, who's only 3 1/2 lengths from the lead. Then Peaks and Valleys, followed by Hauling. A break of three to Jed Forrest, followed by Tinner's Way. Concern is still last. Three furlongs to go. Cigar! Cigar makes his move, and he sweeps to the lead with a dramatic rush with three furlongs to go. And Jerry Bailey turns him loose, and he guides him down to the rail as the field turns for home. Unaccounted for down inside, a quarter of a mile between Cigar and A Perfect Season, coming down to the last furlong with a 2.5 length lead. And Jerry Bailey calls on Cigar for everything he has. The carrier is awakening second on the inside, Unaccounted for on the outside, Solo the Manor. And here he is, the unconquerable, invincible, unbeatable Cigar.
Oh my God, Toby, you can't get goosebumps with that. Woo. He went 10 for 10 that year. Okay. He was 5 years old. He didn't really even start racing successfully until like the second half of his 4-year-old year. He went to, and just, I think they switched trainers, sent him to Bill Mott, and he gave him some time off. And then he came back and like won a race and then never lost again. And he was a serious, like not even at the age of three, didn't even contest any sort of graded stakes races at all. So just an amazing horse that just came into his own when he was older at 5 years old and just went on to be such an amazing horse. And of course went on to be completely sterile. So
thus his home at the Kentucky Horse Park.
Thus his home at the Kentucky Horse Park.
You know what I struck me when we actually met him is he's not a huge horse. You know, he's what, 16, maybe two. But he wasn't, you know, like the huge thoroughbreds that you see sometimes today. He was just an average looking thoroughbred size.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. That's funny. I thought he was huge.
He was kind of average looking.
Yeah, but you didn't like, I moved to Kentucky in 1996, like beginning of 96.
Race was in 95, by the way.
95, yeah. And he ran really well in 95 and 96, and he won the Dubai World Cup in 1996. So it was like, this was the biggest celebrity to me, and it was just such an honor to be able to go pet him on the neck and have him try to bite me. So, so neat. But anyway, yeah, so Cigar, there you go. That's his race, and rest in peace, our little friend. And now you had some news about Cigar as well.
Well, Jennifer did. She's actually making a call here, checking on a guest. But I think they're going to be, I read a press release yesterday and I couldn't find it. But I think they're going to be revealing a statue. You know how they have all the statues with John Henry in that area outside at the Kentucky Horse Park outside the barn there? They had a couple of them now. So they're going to be revealing another one that they're putting together for Cigar. So.
Cool.
And he deserves one. He should have one. You know what struck me with that race, too, as we were listening to it? And sometimes, you know, you hear things in audio when you're not looking at the video that you don't hear when you're watching it, too, is they had more mics on the track than they do now because you could hear the hoofbeats much better.
Yeah, and the crowd just going crazy, drowning the announcer out. But the crowd went crazy that day anyway. You saw that they were like, and 99 to 1 loads up, and Cigar is currently 3-5.
Yeah, exactly. Where was that race? Was that in California?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a great question. I almost think it was in New York.
Okay. But yeah, I couldn't tell from the track. But it was neat. That was fun. And you could see the announcer was just hoping that Cigar would make his move soon.
Yeah.
<It's> like, he's really holding really back.
But the track was so incredibly muddy.
Yeah, it
right?
was sloppy.
I mean, it
that
was
day.
Slop, slop, mm. slop. And he ran it. If you guys remember, Secretariat, his Kentucky Derby time was 1 minute and 59 2/5 of a second. And this in total mud was run in the same distance. 1:59:58, like 1:59.5 seconds. So like maybe like a couple ticks away from the record for the Kentucky Derby. So just so incredibly impressive.
Did you get to see him run when you were in Kentucky? Did he ever run?
Oh gosh, no. I think he was on his way to Dubai one time. I got there and he was not there. So, but yeah, it was just amazing. I was just being in Kentucky and having a superstar horse like that. It doesn't matter if the horse is in Kentucky. It's just racing is the center of Lexington is just the heart of it is horse racing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that was so great. And of course, the heart of it's going to be horse racing in about 2 weeks, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about the Breeders' Cup Classic. Are you kidding me? We're going to have Honor Code. We're going to have American Pharoah, the Philly Beholder. Keen Ice is training better every day. It's going to be they're saying it's going to be one the best Breeders' Cup Classic ever. The stars that are going to be in this one are insane. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
We might even be watching that one live and not TiVoing it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to watch that one live.
Yeah, because there's gonna be a few announcements about that one along the way. We'll be actually out in Monty's for that day. We'll be at Flag Is Up Farm.
So. Oh, you'll be watching it then.
Well, let's do this. Let's head to speaking of racing. Let's head right into another racing segment with our first guest.
All right, we got Keith McCalmont from Woodbine Racetrack, and he is the communications manager. Hey, good morning, Keith.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us. Talk to me a little bit about what you do at Woodbine.
Well, I'm a communications manager, so I have a whole host of responsibilities. My main one is putting content on the Woodbine Entertainment website. So it features stories, stakes previews, race recaps. And then I'm also in charge of all the social media. So if you follow at Woodbine Racing on Twitter or Woodbine Racing on Facebook and Instagram, all of that content is for the most part generated by me. So it's a lot of walking around the barns in the morning, to taking cute pictures, and also following the race action in the afternoon. And the second half of that job is I try to get to as many mentions in the newspaper about Woodbine and our races as possible. So I work with local media, newspapers, TV to get the best stories at the track out into the public.
Wait a minute. You get paid to do that? There, half of our listening audience would do it for free.
You know what? And I started out doing it for free. I was a blogger for many, many years at a blog called tripledeadheat.ca. And I worked so much at the blog instead of my real job that they hired me on at the racetrack.
Wow. That's awesome. What a cool success story. Did you have another job, or were you just a blogger kind of in between jobs? Like, how did that work?
I really hope my previous employer isn't listening, but I worked at a law firm for the better part of 10 years. And I would start my morning by getting up at, like, you know, 6 a.m., drive up to the racetrack. I live in Toronto. It's about a 20-minute drive out to where the racetrack is. I'd walk around the racetrack, do my interviews, get all my stories and pictures together. Drive back down to be at my desk for 9 a.m., work all day, work on my blog on my lunch hour, and then finish the stories up at night, repeat the cycle. So it was jeans and dirt on your boots in the morning, shirt and a tie for the afternoon, and blog all night. But it's a passion that I have for racing, and I always wanted to be a writer, really. And if you work hard enough at the things you want to do, you can sometimes get there. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Listen, Keith, you don't have to lie to us. You don't have to tell us that you went and worked on your lunch hour on your stuff. You worked through the day. Come on, who are you lying to?
Besides, it must have seemed really boring going to a lawyer job after doing all the exciting race stuff.
You know, push. I have a lot of respect for the paperwork and the hard work that gets done, but I do pinch myself a lot of mornings. And for instance, this morning I'm talking to you right now. I'm staring over Lake Ontario, and I'm down here at an event with a radio station called The Wiener Takes It All. It's a wiener dog race where our track announcer Robert Geller's here to call the race, and I have to take pictures of it and cover it for social media. So there's worse gigs in the world.
Oh my gosh, The Wiener Takes It All. What a great name. That's fantastic. So what's your history? What's your background with horse racing? Did you kind of grow up on a track? Did your parents take you? What kind of got you into liking horse racing?
I'm from an Irish family. You know, horse racing and football or the soccer are the two big sports for us. And I grew up coming to the racetrack. I lived not far from Woodbine, and my dad and I would go to the races every Sunday. I've got so much memorabilia, programs signed by jockeys, goggles I've been given through the years. Endless memories of being at the racetrack. So I have a huge history of being a fan. But when I started my blog, that sort of opened up a door for me to start covering the sport in a different way. And it took me behind the scenes. And I think, as any of your listeners know, going to the racetrack to the stand is one thing, but getting a chance to spend time on the backstretch and see the horses and the people who work with them, that's really what the sport is about. It's all the hard work that the grooms put in and the exercise riders, the stuff that most people don't get to see. And that made me love the sport to an even bigger degree than I thought possible.
So is that kind of what you like to focus on your blog and or any of the communication that you do with Woodbine and social media? Do you ever do kind of a behind the scenes look and show people what's going on back there?
Absolutely. It was when I had time to blog full time, which I did for 5 years before they hired me on. I would always focus on more about the grooms, because you learn more about the personality of the horse from that perspective. Mm-hmm. Last year, maybe it was a year and a half ago, we ran a social media campaign called Woodbine 360. And what we did was we opened up the Woodbine Racing Twitter account to a different personality each day. So one day we had a groom, the next day we had an exercise rider, the next day we had a jockey. And we just said, take pictures of your day. And, you know, it would start from 4:30 in the morning when they were getting up, to pictures of them, you know, tacking up the horse, feeding the horse, grooming him afterwards, cooling them out. And you'd be surprised at the response people had, because they just didn't realize that there's 7 days a week, you know, 24 hours a day worth of care that goes into getting these horses ready for their minute and a half on the track.
It is absolutely amazing how much, I mean, and these grooms, they live with these horses.
They love them. And you know what? Some of them retire these horses afterwards and still maintain, that close-knit relationship with them. There really is a love there. And you can see the respect. If you've ever tried to walk into a horse's stall, you know that that's their space and they'll try to protect it. But when their groom comes, they know their groom and they make way. And there's so much love, you know, between grooms and their horses. If you live near a track, I urge you to try and find a way to get back there and get involved.
Now, Keith, are you a rider or just a watcher?
I'm just a watcher. I've, you know, gone on trail rides, but I've never done anything with speed or eventing or dressage or anything like that.
Gotcha. Well, you're in a safer spot then. So tell us a little bit about, before we let you go, I know you got to go in a couple minutes, but tell us about the Longwood Thoroughbred Retirement Society that you're involved in, if you don't mind.
Sure. The organization is, if you go to longrunretirement.com, or you can follow at longruntb on Twitter. It is a Woodbine-sponsored off-track thoroughbred placement program. So when horses are ready to transition from the racetrack onto a new career, which, you know, happens when they reach 5 or 6, like they often need to find something else to do, but they still
have them here. Jennifer and Glenn, we've all have off the track thoroughbreds. So you're telling us what we already know, and they make such amazing, sport horses.
They, you know what, and they're so versatile and so gentle, and they have a reputation for being high strung or hard to handle. But, you know, once you get them off the track for 6-7 months and fatten them up a little bit, you've got yourself a different horse. And my role with Long Run, I'm what's called a guardian. So when we place a horse with a family, there's an extensive interview process, and then we follow up twice a year for the next 2 years to make sure that the horse is being cared for the way that was promised. And so that's my role as a guardian, cool. You know, to go out and do these farm visits, inspect the property, make sure the horse is okay, that his feet are in good order, that, you know, he looks well fed and well taken care of.
Very cool.
My, the horse I'm currently guardianing is a horse named Wallamy Pine. If you go to my Twitter feed at Triple Dead Heat, you'll see a picture of him. He's a beautiful, almost white horse. And I would go visit him on the backstretch every morning and feed him mints. And we had this sort of playful thing we did where I'd come by his stall and he'd roll his tongue out. His tongue was like Gene Simmons. It's like 20 inches long. And I tug at his tongue and, you know, pull at his ears and play with him a little bit. And then, you know, feed him as many mints as I could find. And when he came off the racetrack, everyone wanted him. And I'm blessed that I was allowed to be his guardian and help look after him as he's transitioned on.
Well, thanks for doing that. I know it's such an important thing to do. And I'm so glad that Woodbine is such a great organization to run a place where they want to keep track of the horses. I didn't realize that Longwood was actually a subsidiary, I guess, of Woodbine Racetrack.
Yeah, Long Run is it's organized by a group of volunteers. It started by Vicky Pappas, and it's you know, sponsored in part by Woodbine, but there are a whole slew of sponsors involved, from breeders to owners to trainers. There really
That's
is
really
a huge,
cool.
Yeah, you know, but we're all in it together, and it's all for a good cause.
Absolutely. Well, again, where can people find out more about Long Run?
Please go to longrunretirement.com and follow at longruntv on Twitter.
Fantastic. And then Woodbine is woodbineentertainment.com. Go check it out. And I swear I'm going to make a trip up there someday. It's got to happen. It's on the bucket list for sure. But anything else you want to let us know before we let you go? And you got to go look at wiener dogs running circles.
I hear them.
Come on up to Woodbine on October 18th.
Oh, there they go.
For the Patterson Canadian International.
All right, fantastic.
Bye, Keith.
We'll let you go. Talk to you soon, Keith.
There they go.
Thank
Here's
you
the
guys
wiener dogs.
For having me on.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. It's like, and they're
there are some happy wiener dogs right there.
Oh my gosh, how funny.
We have never had a bad guest from Woodbine. They are so committed to what they do up there. It's so cool to hear that. Their
and it's
passion.
Really cool to see how many different jobs and pieces of employment the racetracks make. You know, I know that there's a big push to get horse racing in Georgia. The owners of Mucho Macho Man are big supporters of that. And it just creates so much employment. Look at all the different jobs and people we've talked to.
You know, that gives us hope, too. Look at him. He was a blogger. He's making no money. He did it for years while working for a lawyer's office. You know, someday we might even get a job.
Let me know when that happens.
Okay, good. All right. I'll let you know.
I'm in.
I do love that series, and it's been fun and different people and coming on, and just it's been a good series. I think we're actually doing another one next week or the week after to try and get another one in before the Breeders' Cup. So,
oh, cool.
So that's coming up. Let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. It is Friday, and of course, they are our title sponsor on Fridays. And then we're coming up with a guest. You are, almost 200,000 people now have watched the video of him crossing the terrifying bridge. We're going to talk to Terry Arner coming up in a minute. He was the one on the horse crossing the terrifying bridge. And you all know, if you don't know what video I'm talking about, go to Horses in the Morning. Both his videos are up there. And we're going to ask him about that and where it is and how we can avoid it. So coming up. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
If you've ever had a horse with diarrhea, you know what a frustrating problem it can be. Finding an ingredient that works to dry up the diarrhea becomes a high priority. It turns out that researchers have found one, a yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii. It has been proven to improve and halt episodes of diarrhea. It supplies specific nutrients to the lining of the small and large intestines, and these nutrients promote healing of irritated tissues. It also supports improved starch and sugar digestion in the small intestine, reducing the opportunity for imbalances to occur in the hindgut. Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products, contains Saccharomyces boulardii, along with a blend of fermentation solubles and stomach buffers. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of any age that are suffering from diarrhea. It also supports a healthy digestive tract in horses at risk for gastric or colonic ulcers, such as performance horses or any horse that is constantly on the go and exposed to stressful situations. For best results, Nalox Advanced should be fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. And of course, you can find Kentucky Performance Products also on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products, and we thank them for their continued support of Horses in the Morning. Well, I'll tell you what, Jamie, it looks like Jennifer's trying to get Terry on the line here, and he should be here in another couple of minutes. Do you want to do our song a little early today?
Sure. I was just going to give you a little news story real quick. There was a Make-A-Wish Foundation event at Keeneland, and I wish I could play this, and maybe you can find it and play it out. The Keeneland Bugler went up to one of the little girls, a Make-A-Wish kid. Her name is Katie, and the Keeneland Bugler went up and played for her Let It Go from Frozen.
No.
It is so cool. So I'll send you the link, and maybe you can play that. See, if I had sound, I would do it. But I'll send it to you, and you've got to see this. Oh my gosh, it's so stinking cute.
Okay, we'll do that. I was just seeing if I could find it real quick, but I'm not coming up with it off the top. So we'll play it a little bit later in the show. But first, let's hear from Templeton Thompson. We're all on our way somewhere. We'll be right back.
We're all on our way somewhere, headed down some different roads. It's easy to get lost out there. We don't always find our way back home. Sometimes life ain't fair. We're all on our way somewhere. We're all doing the best we can. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. We all need a helping hand to pick us up, to pull us through. When we can't find the strength to stand, we're all doing the best we can. Oh, we're twisting and turning, constantly learning, trying to make sense of it all. Walking and crawling, stumbling and falling, but we're always stronger after the fall. We all got our own story to tell. It might sound similar, but they're not the same. Me, I've lived through some living hell, when I'm still dealing with the pain. But I'm feeling better than I've ever felt. We all got our own story to tell. Yeah, we're twisting and turning, constantly learning, trying to make sense of it all. Walking and crawling, stumbling and falling, but we're always stronger after the fall. We're all on our way somewhere, heading for but I always know I'm not alone. Oh, it ain't easy, and life ain't always fair, but we're all on our way somewhere. We're all doing the best we can. We all got our own story to tell. We're all on our way.
And that is Templeton Thompson with We're All On Our Way Somewhere. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. And I know she's out touring now, doing lots of gigs up and down the East Coast. You can also find her schedule on her website as well. Well, we posted this video a couple of weeks ago. He's gotten almost 200,000 hits between the two videos. And we're going to find out a little bit more about the terrifying bridge ride. And we have Terry Arner on with us. He was the one with the GoPro cam on his helmet. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Did you ever think when you did that little video that it would take off like it did?
It's something that, as a backcountry horseman, we maintain the trails on the far side. So it's visually exciting to watch, that's for sure.
Well, I got to tell you, we posted it. We asked our listeners, and we had a ton of responses. We asked our listeners whether they would cross it or not. And this was how it broke out, Terry. About 10% said, yes, I'd do that. About 10% said I'd walk my horse across, not sit on him. And the other 80% said, hell the no. that was about no way in hell I would do that. And I got to tell you, where is this, first of all?
This is the San Joaquin River Gorge Bridge. It's about 30 miles east of Fresno, California.
Okay, so that's kind of where I thought it was. I thought it was out in that area. And
yeah.
Is this meant to be a horse bridge?
Yes, this bridge was constructed by the Army Corps of Engineers to allow access the entire mountainside. This is a way that the backcountry horsemen can get across with chainsaws and other equipment to maintain the trails.
Okay. So now, what happened in these videos, and there's two videos, and I posted them both on Facebook, and some people saw one video without the other. They saw the second video, I believe it is, and it looked like your horse was the one that was having trouble, when in fact it was your partner's horse, the woman who was riding with you's horse, that was having trouble, if you got to watch the other video.
Was I walking with a Tennessee Walker or a Thoroughbred?
All I saw was the ears. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, the other horse was a Palomino of some sort? A woman on a Palomino?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Missouri Foxtrotter, and it was his first time across.
Ah.
My horse, since he's had his little vacation, he's had a problem with when we were going right down towards the bridge. He has refused a couple times before, even though he's probably been across that bridge 70 or 80 times. And the Missouri Foxtrotter had never done anything like that. I had no idea what the Foxtrotter was actually going to do when we went to go across that bridge.
And if people haven't seen it, it's a metal bridge with a wooden floor. It's about, 4 or 5 feet wide. And it has sides, but they come up about 3 or 4 feet high. So when you're sitting on the horse, you're above the side of the bridge.
Yeah, you're above the railing of the bridge. And I believe the bridge is about 140 feet long. And currently from the bottom of the bridge to the water is probably 180 feet.
Okay, so how many horses get there and say, hell no, I'm going home?
Well, with the group I ride with, I've only had maybe two, and they're usually too hot coming down the trail to the bridge. That's the actual scarier part of the ride, because the trail is probably 8 to 12 inches wide, and you've got a 300-foot cliff on your right-hand side as you go down.
Okay.
So that's actually more scary to me than the bridge itself.
All right, let me make a note here in my book, Terry. Do not accept an invitation from Terry to go trail riding in California. All right, I got it. Go on.
Yeah, those two videos there, I know they've got 200,000 or 300,000 views. There's a few other videos of that bridge on my Facebook page that have had over 500,000 views.
Oh, wow.
And you probably should go look at the Chillin' the Walnut Falls video. in Yosemite National Park. That one got almost 750,000 views in 30 different countries around the world.
Oh, geez. Jennifer, maybe we can find that one and post it on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah, that one's off the hook, yeah.
So do you do a lot of the backcountry stuff? Do you do the packing out as well?
I'm usually on the recon ride side of the backcountry horseman because my Tennessee Walker is an endurance horse, and we cover a lot of ground very quickly. So we can get 16, 17 miles out where the pack in people have a hard time getting more than 6 or 7 miles out.
Oh, wow.
They send me out as recon because we're fast.
Got it. Now, do you do endurance riding or anything? Do you compete at all
Yes. We do compete in the AERC on the West Coast Division. We just rode last weekend where we had 30 people in the 25-mile race, and we came in seventh.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Yes. We very seldom are out of the top 10 with my Tennessee Walker Major Spark. And we have one sponsor so far, which is Epona Shoe. They cover these polyurethane shoes and x-rays to keep them fit and sound through all this really rugged stuff that we do.
So is it a boot or is it actual shoe?
No, it's a nail glue on shoe.
Okay.
Polyurethane. I'm close enough to the home ranch where I take him over every 6 weeks and we do x-rays and trim to fit, and then they get glued on and the frog is completely packed and sealed. And that way we never lose one. We never damage a foot. You never get a rock stuck in your frog. Complete protection. They're wonderful.
Do most people out there riding over the rocks and terrain that you guys ride use those?
I would say probably 35% of people would use a nail glue on shoe, plastic shoe, or a boot. The boots. You know, I've seen plenty of endurance horses lose boots, and I've also seen endurance horses completely ruined by a boot halfway off.
Mm.
So, boots, if you're walking slow in the mountains, okay. But if you're trying to carry on at 10 miles an hour with a boot, you're going to have a problem.
I have a question for you. Getting back to the, you ride 16 miles out to scout things. When you ride out, are you camping at the same time, or do you then turn around and ride 16 miles back?
We usually, it's an out and back recon ride, a one day thing. Yeah.
Wow. So you're not packing a tent or anything on the back too.
No, it's pretty much a sandwich and some munchies and a few Gatorades and some apples or carrots for the horse.
And some baby powder.
No, I'm riding endurance, so
he's used to this. That's nothing.
Yeah, we're working up to the 50 mile a day rides is what we're shooting for. We're short on funds, and we're trying to find a saddle fitter that can build us a tree to actually fit my walking horse properly, so we can do these longer rides.
Jennifer, what's the name of that saddle that we do an endurance episode here once a month with Karen Chatton, who you might know.
Yes, they do.
And they have those new saddles out of Australia. Are they Pandora, Jennifer?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Have
Pandoras,
you tried one yet?
Yes, we have. We tried the large Pandora saddle. It weighs about 4 pounds. It's carbon fiber.
It's like
all
nothing.
The rigging on it is it's biothane. You can hose it off. You can do anything you want with it. It's indestructible. It did fit Major, my Tennessee Walker, very well. But the largest saddle they make measures about 16 inches Western. And I need at least an 18 or a 19 inch saddle.
Wow.
I'm a big guy.
Got it.
You got a big booty.
Yeah, I'm 6'1", 235 pounds, and my my femur bone in my leg is abnormally long, so I need a big saddle.
Yeah, those saddles are teeny tiny. I mean, I can see where they would work for women who are in the 150-pound range. But
the women in Australia ride 100-mile rides. Karen rode one in the Tavis and completed the Tavis in one. So it's, I think it was designed for probably 140, 150 pound woman or smaller. Most of the guys that have ridden it, there's a few that ride it and enjoy it. But, my butt bones go right through onto that carbon fiber. And,
that's the end of that.
<laughs> I like that.
Well, this is great. I'm glad we got to meet you. Thank you so much for doing the videos, for getting your GoPro attached and doing them for us, because we now get to live through you and we don't have to ride those scary rides because you just do it for us. So we appreciate that. And 90% of our audience apparently appreciates it too, because they all said they're not doing it. So you're braver than all of us. Thank you so much, Terry. We appreciate what and your Facebook page is Terry Arner, A-R-N-E-R, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's the Facebook page, and you get to see everywhere Major Spark and I get to go. And in our endurance rides, we just posted videos from our last endurance ride on Saturday.
All right, cool.
And everybody on the East Coast loves it because they don't get to ride places like out in Yosemite.
Well, that's just terrific. I can't wait to go watch the other videos. Thank you, Terry.
All righty, sir.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that's just terrifying. There's no way in hell. I mean, I don't like to ride. I wouldn't even drive my carriage over there.
Yeah, but you don't. You're kind of a sissy anyway. So.
Yeah, would you do this bridge?
I would like to say I would, but yeah. I might get to the edge and go, yeah,
have you watched this video? I got nauseous just when he turned his head and he turned that horse around in the middle of the bridge. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want the sides to be as tall as I am. So if you fall off, the horse does something stupid and trips, that you're not going over the side. You know, I have a bridge thing anyway, right? I don't even like driving a car over the bridge.
That's what I'm saying. You're kind of a wussier kind of dude.
Yeah, but 90% of our audience apparently is too, because they said no way. It's like, I'm not the only one. I'm just saying. Well, we're going to play. You sent me the bugler playing for the Make-A-Wish Child, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But first, we have to talk a little bit about a brand new sponsor that we have, and we're so excited to have because we use their products. So we're so excited to have Ovation join us. Horse people know they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling tack and attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, and top-of-the-line equipment for riders on the world stage. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store or go online to ovationriding.com to see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. And I know that you use the Ovation helmets.
I seriously love them, and I'll tell you why. I actually recommend every kid that comes through my program here to go get an Ovation. And here's why, because the Ovation, they're lightweight. These are the schooler helmets. I haven't used any of the other ones, but I definitely would. The schooler helmets are really lightweight. And here in Arizona, you get super hot, and the schoolers are very popular out here simply because they're so light and they have all these vents everywhere. And for kids, they're adjustable. So how many times do you take your kid to a riding lesson and then, you know, you take the winter off, or here it's the summer off, and you come back and things don't fit? Well, this has like the little dial in the back that you can dial it to be tighter or looser. And I've bought all the Ovation schoolers for my own group of helmets, because I have a bunch of kids that sometimes don't have their own helmet and they come out to ride, and I have a helmet that fits them, because you go click, 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 and it tightens against their head. So you can, Lucas just wore the schooler. He's two. He wore the small one and I tightened it up on his head like T tick, 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 and it tightens and it fits perfect. So you don't have to buy.
I'm so happy to hear that because half our audience was really worried about him on the horse without his helmet. So
I know. Y'all leave me alone. I got the helmet on him. It was like, you know.
How long did he leave it on? About 2 seconds before threw it to the ground?
I clipped it too. You know, you snap the bottom of it and you're like, you can't ride Jacob unless you are wearing the helmet. And he protests and he screams. I can't even get him to wear a hat in the Arizona sun. Okay. So I can't get the kid to wear clothes.
Jennifer has a good idea. Duct tape it to his head.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
The one thing about these Ovation schoolers, too, is they're like, aren't they like $54, $55 bucks, somewhere in that range?
The deluxe schoolers are $54.95. And then they have the metallic schoolers that the kids really like because you can get like fuchsia or purple or teal, all the crazy colors, and they're kind of metallic. And those are $59.95. You're not paying $800 or whatever. You know, some of these helmets are $250 nowadays. These are lightweight. They're breathable. I really want the red metallic schooler because it's really cool looking. But they're really, really neat. And they really last a long time. Oh, I like the sink one too.
They have a whole bunch of different ones too. They also have the ones I like.
I'm learning about all these new ones that I need to have.
The ones I like are the, you'll see them on their website at ovationriding.com, or the Ovation Trail Rider helmets are kind of cool too. And they're made for trail riders. That's what they're made for. But they have a different look and they have a little bit different venting. And they just look cool. I mean, I like them. I would definitely get one of those for even driving.
With carbon fiber. See, I've only done the deluxe schoolers. Okay, so the one that I have is the sink, which is the black and navy. And it's really kind of got a cool
design. Those are cool.
Yeah, that's the one I use. And I'm on my second one now because I just wore the last one out. Arizona sun just kills everything. So, and those are only $69.95 still. And they're so cool. So anyway, so that's my giant push for Ovation, and I need to get familiar with some of their other products, but I definitely swear by their helmets. They just click, click.
One of the things they do too that's really cool is when you go onto their website, if you go onto ovationriding.com, if you're not sure where to get them, like I just picked the Ovation Sync, your hat. And when you go on there, it says buy online, and there's a drop down to choose an online retailer. So they got Equestrian Collections, and actually a couple of our sponsors, Equestrian Collections, Riding Warehouse. They have our local tack shop here. So yeah, they have all of the different ones that carry it, and you can just click on it and then just go buy it right there immediately. So that's kind of cool, and how it's very simple how they made that happen. Ovation Riding, we're happy to be working with them and look forward to learning about more of the products coming down the line here. Do you want to hear the Bugler?
Oh, yeah. So this is really cool.
So remind everybody what this was?
There was a Make-A-Wish Foundation gathering at Keeneland. This is all I know because I saw it on Facebook, and there was a little girl who was involved in the Make-A-Wish thing. Her name was Katie, and the Keeneland Bugler came over and played her a song. Here it is.
Okay, let's take a listen, see if I get this to play. She recognizes it right there. I'll have a short, but she recognizes what it was.
Oh, yeah. And there's a little boy, too, that's with her. And he kept putting his hands up to the bottom of the bugle, like trying to feel there. I don't know. It was really neat. I know it's too short. I wish somebody would have videoed it longer. But that's the Make-A-Wish Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. And I didn't know this, but you can follow the Keeneland Bugler on Twitter by following at Keeneland Bugler.
Who knew he'd have that much to say?
God, I need to start tweeting. I periscoped the other day for the first
time. Did you?
I think it is. It really count if nobody watches you?
Oh, I gotta follow you. I didn't even know you were on. See, then I'd get alerts and then I could watch you. You'd at least have one.
My Twitter is at Flyover Farm. And then I think later people went and watched it. Like I saw that Robin Donahue did because she followed me because I followed her because I wanted to see her driving, her listeners. So it's at Flyover Farm. And I was like, hey, girls, we're going to Periscope. And I'm like, I thought people were watching. And then I went back and I was like, oh.
And you know what? Now that you're getting into Periscope, that is so old now. Periscope is just old now because all these, yeah, now it's Blab. BLAB, and Blab is the newest thing. I actually did a Blab last night, and that is...
I can't keep up. You're hurting my brain. I just learned about Twitter, so I just started Twitter so I could watch people on Periscope. What the hell is Blab?
Blab is this thing online where you actually have video, and it's four people. You can see four people. There's a room, okay? And you go to the room, and there's four people on video having a conversation. Everybody else can watch, and like Periscope, they can touch the screen, like give it little likes with your mouse or with a touch screen. And I did one last night, and people are doing them. My friend Big M Neil, who does our editing, he does one every Thursday night, and it's on business topics, and he wanted me to join in. It's like 9 o'clock, so you know that was like way past my bedtime. So I joined in for a little while, and ironically enough, get this. Okay, so Blab's fairly new, and there were 25, 30 people in there watching. And then once somebody drops out, you can always keep four videos on at a time. Somebody can join in, pop in their video. Well, this lady popped in that we had never seen before, and her name I forget the name of the website, but it was Horses something, and she runs a tack shop in Australia. So we ended up talking and everything, and then she sent me an email last night. She has this tack shop in Australia, and she's also a computer IT person. So, and not only that, and Jennifer could probably find it. She probably remember the name of it, but it wasn't just a tack shop. She sells equestrian lingerie.
What?
So, of course, we had a few jokes about that. And she said, yeah, I was only doing equestrian lingerie for a while, but I kept getting these same kind of jokes, so I added tack and other supplies. So she was funny. She was really
what
funny
exactly
and entertaining.
What exactly is equestrian lingerie? I think that there's always, when you have a crop or something, people already think that you're some sort of weird S&M thing.
Jennifer looked at the particular choices of bras and underwear and said, whew, that's nothing like I've ever worn while riding. So,
I'm in. Where can I find it?
So we determined that the Australians do it different, is what we kind of came up with. What was it, Jennifer? Don't remember the name. It's horses-store.com. That's what it was.
Horses.com or .au?
.com. Horses-store.com is where it was. And they had men's too.
Is that's... it like a piece of lingerie with like a horse on it? Or
no.
Like...
This is stuff you can wear while riding if you want to feel
I'm
sexy.
Sorry,
under.
The Australians just must have a really different idea of what athletic appropriate lingerie is. I'm sorry.
Why? What's so weird about it?
It's not.
It's
something
really
that
much
Jennifer...
more Victoria's Secret than Champion sportswear.
And okay, Jennifer's opinion. Let's just
throw
that
opinion.
In there.
Equivalent sports lingerie.
But anyway, it was ironic.
I'm sorry. These girls are like way skinnier than any horse chick I know.
I hate so anyway, it was just kind of ironic that she ended up on there and we ended up meeting a horse person doing Blab last night from Australia. So
now I'm a paying customer. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, let's do this before we get to really bad ads. There's something cute that you did. You finally got a Winnie.
I got two.
You got
two different
Winnies.
Horses. All you have to do in my place is take one horse away from the herd and somebody's going to say something.
Let's do now, Chili first.
Okay, Chili is the little paint horse that lives in my backyard.
Sounds like a pony.
He's a border. He's a paint. He's probably about 15 hands. Okay. He is the greatest kid's horse. But when Chili sees one member of the herd, even if he doesn't like them, he's not friends with them, is not even in the pasture with them, if one horse leaves the barn, this is Chili. All right.
Now,
sheer panic.
That reminded me of Scooter. So this is what would happen if Chili and Scooter were in the same place. It would sound like a horse argument.
Awesome.
It would sound like the two of them are fighting.
That's so funny. They are kind of similar. They are. And to those listeners that are listening on speakers right now, you're welcome.
Yeah, and your horses are now whinnying too. Yes. Okay. Now, you did another one that was so cute.
Okay, this is Norman. This is Norman, and it's like, you know, he sounds a little hoarse. You know what I mean? See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Here he is.
Well, wait a minute. And there's a little treat at the end.
Oh, I don't know how to edit. So Glenn edited this. So yeah. I don't know what he did to it. Trying to record Winnie's.
I'm going to drive that truck.
Yeah, Daddy, you going to drive the truck for us?
I want to drive the truck.
You want to drive the truck?
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know Lucas had his license and was driving already.
He was, and by God, he wants to drive that truck. I'm not kidding.
I thought you meant a little tiny Lucas truck, but apparently it's the big truck.
No, it's the big truck.
Yeah,
because like, I driven it around the back to unload some feed, and oh my gosh, that's so funny. The recording was like 2 minutes long because I just kept waiting for somebody. I was like, Abby, take Joey take him around the corner.
It's harder to get a Winnie than you think. It really is.
I mean, that's like forever I've been working on it. So I've got 2 out of 8 and there is no chance of getting Thor to make a noise. He will nicker a little bit when it's feeding time and that's it. But the other ones scream.
Well, speaking of screaming, it's that time of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's that time of the week when we do some really bad ads sent in by our listeners, usually off of Craigslist, and we have a little bit of fun with them, and we have a terrific batch for you today. And, of course, this is brought to you by EquityMFG.com, the finest manure forks in the world, the Flex and Fork and the Shake and Fork. I ordered 2 on Wednesday. I got his and hers matching Flex and Forks.
His and hers? Woo-hoo! Does that mean one's pink and one's blue? Or
actually, they're both the same. But the problem we were having is the one that we had that's 4 years old has the narrow tines that you can get 2 kinds of baskets. You can get a wider tine and a narrower tine, depending on the type of bedding you use. Well, we pretty much just pick up poop in the paddocks. We very seldom. And when we clean the stalls, when we put the horses in, I use the shake and fork for that. So we had really the wrong tines for the last couple of years because our grass is so thick, the narrow tines get caught in the grass and in your yanking and pulling and everything. So I ordered the wider ones, and I ordered one for Jennifer and I because we fight over it if we don't both have them. So
are you serious?
Yes. So, you know, when we're out cleaning the paddocks together, which we like to do, it's kind of a bonding thing, right? After 30 years of marriage, we still go clean paddocks together. But yeah, now I got 2 because it was just easier. And you know what? With the amount you pay for shipping, you might as well just order another one. I don't think it added anything. So I just got 2. And well, it shipped already. It shipped the same day. So
are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Awesome, because the Joseph and them, they know when you need it, you need it.
That's right.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah, my fork, and I want it now. So that mine are on the way. And now you had a breakage story, which we don't have too often here with the Flex and Fork. What happened?
I do. I'm sad to announce. I need like the Taps music. Dun, 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 dun. So my neighbor, I bought them one probably 3 years ago. She was my little stall cleaner and she'd come over and I'm like, you need something better. So for Christmas, I bought her the Flex and Fork. So I went to her house over the weekend. We had like, remember I told you like 2 inches of rain. Well, they have an indoor barn. So every time it rains and my place floods, I take some horses over to her house. So yesterday I was bringing all my horses home, but I go over there and I go to clean their barn and I grab her Flex and Fork.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun. I lift it up and the handle is broken. Dun, dun,
what
dun.
Happened?
So sad. And so I went and knocked on the door and I said, I just must know. I must know what happened to the sad day. What happened to this flex and fork? And the wife, Shannon's mother, was there. And she's like, well, you need to ask Sam about that. And Sam's the husband. So he comes to the door and he's like, so what happened to the flex and fork? He goes, well, if Shannon wouldn't have left it in the barn aisle, I wouldn't have backed over it with my F-250. So the handle can be broken if your irresponsible teenager leaves it in the barn aisle and your father drives over it with a 2,000-pound truck or 20,000-pound truck.
That's going to be an 8,000-pound truck.
Right. Yeah, sorry. Whatever. I don't know.
So we now know that it does have a breaking point.
If you back over it with a 3/4-ton truck, then it will break.
Now, the handle broke, but not the basket. So,
no, the basket didn't break. But yes, it was so funny because it was just the dichotomy of the parent versus the irresponsible child versus the husband. You talk to the husband and then the husband blames it on the kid and it's just a big mess. So I'm sorry that I started a problem at your house, Shannon. She's in college right now and she's coming home this weekend. So...
Can I also tell you a couple other things? By the way, you can place your order like I did. Just go, and you know, the flex and forks are at $59, which is double the price of the ones cheap ones you're going to find at the TSC store. But we're talking 4 years we've had ours here. You don't have that yours that long from the TSC store.
No,
you just don't. But I will also tell you a couple other things that do not. Now we had a Dodge Ram, 3/4-ton. And there are two other things that do not fare well when I ran them over with the truck. And that is the chainsaw.
Don't say a pet or something.
No, the chainsaw. Okay. The chainsaw needed about $150 worth of repairs after I ran it over. And the weed whacker does not do well when you run it over with the truck. That was pretty much dead and I bought a new one. So those don't do well either. Just saying.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, not good. Hey, Jennifer.
There's not much that's going to survive a 3/4-ton truck.
No. No pets that I know of. So, Jennifer, thank you to Equity, by the way, equitymfg.com. And, of course, everybody that submitted an ad is in the drawing at the end of the month for a flex and fork. Jennifer has our prize this week, and we have a hell of a prize. So, Jennifer, tell us about it.
There we go. This prize has been provided by... Monty Roberts University. Yay! It is a Cavallo Western saddle pad. It will fit a Western or Endurance saddle. And it has the clever Cavallo Total Comfort System technology. Technology allows the saddle pad to provide as much shock absorption as something twice as thick. And because it's thinner, you get better fit for your horse. And it also has excellent... air circulation so your horse's back stays cool and comfy. Now, it's a $160 value saddle pad, but the winner is responsible for shipping.
Yes, this is being provided by Cavallo and Monty Roberts, and they'll be shipped out through Monty Roberts. So they're just asking for you to pay the shipping on this $165 prize. And you know what? If you ride English, this would be a great gift. You know somebody that rides Western. This would be a great Christmas gift. Just suck
it
away.
Listen. Every English rider likes to ride trail rides in Western tech at times. So this, you guys, these saddle pads are ridiculous. It's like memory foam. I mean, they're so nice. These are, I mean, I only know because being at Monty's, you know, when he's riding and you're sitting on Chrome or whatever, his horse, you see him and he'll always say, hey, you got to tighten the girth. But once you get on, you need to tighten it again because the memory foam, he always explains, like it kind of like settles and it kind of goes around the horse's back and makes the shape of the horse's back with the saddle and all together. So you don't have pressure points or anything. It's super nice. If you get this, what Western rider do you like enough to give a $165 pad to unless you're married to him? None. So keep it. And you pay shipping for something that is like really nice. You know what? If you leave this on your tack room floor, there will be a basset hound named Lucky who will come and lay on it.
Well, there it is. Thank you for them for this wonderful prize for this week. We really appreciate it. That's all right, so nice. Bad ads. Let's start with Sandy. Sandy sent this one.
It's got to be good to get this pad.
Yeah, that's got to be good. Sandy sent this one in, and it's a two-year-old horse for $500 in Indiana. Two-year-old horse, first time in saddle, done good. We just don't need him. He is a gwielding. A gwielding. He's a gwielding. That's it. That's all that.
That's it?
That's it. He's 2 years old. He done good, and he's a gwielding.
I like that he done good, and done good. Spelled D-U-N.
D-U-N. Yep, he done good.
That's awesome.
They just don't need him, apparently. $500.
He done good.
Done good.
The next one is from Laura. Help me with my horse. This reminds me that help me help you. Help me help you. His name is Come to Terms. He is 12 years old. He stands 16 hands high. He has raced and he retired when he was 6. I've had him for 4 years. He has anxiety issues. He also has allergies, but is on a supplement for that.
Oh, that's good.
I'm hoping to find someone who is brave enough to ride him for me. He was purchased to be a show jumper, but cannot handle the pressure of training unless the person is an experienced rider. Not to be whatever on a side note, shouldn't an experienced rider be training a show jumper off the track anyway? Whatever, I'm just saying. I hope I can find someone who can help me ride my super talented, super hyper thoroughbred.
For free, of course.
Probably.
Yes.
Or trade for guns.
Or trade for guns, yes. I want to know how many offers she had of people to come over and ride her super talented, super hyper thoroughbred for free. Not many.
Good luck.
Yeah. Kayla sent the following one in. Small pony, P-O-N-I. Now, that's the first time we've ever seen that misspelled in the 5 years we've been doing this.
That's not a common one, no.
No. You see gwielding all the time, but not pony. Small pony needed for child daughter. $1.
Child daughter?
Child daughter. My child daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
Who says that? My child daughter wants to ride real bad. 5 exclamation points. I looking for small, short, quiet, stout, gentle pony for my 4.5-year-old daughter with all the tackle included and anything else you want to throw in. My cousin had a thoroughbred horse when she was younger, so maybe one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a disaster waiting to happen here. We take all colors, willing to trade or barter for...
Old guns.
No, wrong. Willing to trade or barter for house cleaning, an old tractor, two small dogs, a wood stove, I have no idea what that is, or a broken truck. There you go.
Oh, that's stall and paster cleaning.
Oh, I couldn't even figure out what that said.
Wait, hold on. They want a horse.
They want a
for
horse.
Their small child daughter.
Small child daughter.
And they will trade two dogs.
Yes, or apparently. And a wood stove.
Wow,
the
that
dogs
is
aren't
new.
In the wood stove. Yes, yes. And amazing. Their cousin had a thoroughbred when she was younger, so maybe one of those, because we all know how well they work out for the child daughters at 4.5 years old.
That's awesome. Yes. Do you hear my child right now?
Yes,
buzz,
your child son.
Buzz, my child
we
son.
We need to start referring to him as your child son.
Yes. He's my child son.
In case people are confused that rich he is.
Nice.
Hi, baby Luke.
He's saying buzz, buzz, buzz because he wakes up thinking about Buzz Lightyear now.
Well, who doesn't?
He's now a Toy Story, and that is his Halloween costume, but he doesn't know it yet.
They're making a new Toy Story. Did you know that?
I'm pretty excited about that because I'm so tired of seeing 2 or 3.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. A new one will be a welcome thing. Hold on.
So as she gets baby Luke out of the door.
Oh, wait, no, I got it. Okay. I gave him my iPhone, so that'll keep him for 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Paige sent in the next one. Paige, thank you for sending this one in. She did not write it, remember. Sugar Mama is 14 hands.
Sugar Mama.
Sugar Mama, that's like my child daughter. selling as grade due to loss of paperwork.
Of course.
You're an idiot. Yes. Was show horse with previous owner. She can trot and canter like non-gated horses. Was used for lessons with last owner. She can be very barn sour, but is easy to handle if you know what you're doing. Can be flighty if not handled often. Whoa, $5,000. Oh. Negotiable to the right home. And it's like they realize how much bad stuff they put. So at the very, very end, the last thing is sweet bear. She's sweet mare.
When she's not being, so for $5,000, I can get myself a barn sour, hard to handle, flighty horse that has not been handled in the last year.
It used to be a show horse, Glenn. It just doesn't have any papers because this person lost them.
I forgot. Yes, they just lost them. That's what happens to all those papers. They just get lost.
Yeah. I've got a lot of registered horses. I just lost the papers.
Yeah, I just don't know where they are.
Very famous.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm the only one that ever got a horse off of Craigslist that actually came with the papers. I think
pretty amazing. Hey, oh my gosh. What? This trailer is amazing.
Lindsay sent this one in. Horse trailer. Prices dropped to $800 in Lafayette, Louisiana. Okay, this is selling my horse trailer, but with intentions to restore. Stripped everything, had it sandblasted. I sprayed epoxy sealer gray on all the metal. I galvanized the roof. I got most of the main stuff done.
You didn't.
I ran across another one like I really liked. So I... Do people really write in an ad? I ran across another one like I really liked, bought that, so now I'm cutting my losses and selling it as is. Now, to justify the $800 for this piece of crap, he has written down what he paid for everything. He paid $600 for the trailer. He paid $300 to have it sandblasted. He paid $300 to have it epoxied. I'm not quite sure what he epoxied. The sheet metal roof cost $150 for a total of $1,350 for today only. You can get it for $800.
Okay. Let's take a look here because this is a first. This trailer actually includes a tarp and baling twine.
It does. Yes. Around the entire side of the trailer, which I'm assuming was from the paint or sandblasting or something.
It's that typical round front, two horse bumper pull from 1952. And there's no walls, but there is a tarp.
Did you notice the other major problem with this trailer? Look closely.
Well, I mean, there's many major problems with it, but the fact that it's not sitting on its tongue, it's like
the
falling
front
backwards.
Wheel tongue is not on the ground. It's about a foot off the air. So I don't know what's in the trailer causing it to do that or if the trailer's just broke. I'm not sure which.
I don't know. This is terrible.
And it's all plywood on the front. It's like they forgot to put metal on the front, or the metal was completely shot, and he didn't want to deal with that, so he just put plywood on it.
You know what, though? The roof looks damn good.
It does. The part he had, like, epoxied looks great. The 10 square feet.
Oh, that's terrible.
It'll be posted on Facebook. You can check it out.
Yeah, what a deal. And by the way, did you notice that sometimes we need to clarify that these are really bad ads, because the bad trailer you posted last week, somebody in the comments was like, where are you located?
I know. They actually wanted to buy it.
Why would you want to buy that? I guess people do buy these things, Glenn. I mean, that answers our question. We had a Facebook poster, somebody obviously that's never listened to our show, go on and ask if they could buy it. Oh, that's so great. All right. Angel sent in this one. Horse, Appaloosa Mare, $300 in Powder Springs. Oh, Lord, that's Georgia. That's Powder Springs,
really?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a good mare. That's totally sound. Teeth, back, legs, hooves, and mind. Has had vet check and adjustment. She would be a good backyard family horse, as she can get stubborn for a horse-savvy person on trails. Not spooky. Just stubborn. Ain't got no kick, no rear, no buck. Has been schooled in direct and neck reining. Leg cues. Just get stubborn. Easy to catch. In fact, once she trusts you, you can just call her name and she'll come. Won't rush the gate. Or you, and not food aggressive. In fact, not at all aggressive. I could sell her for more. But I would like to see her go to a good home because she is like a good horse and has had a lot of training, including some liberty, which she really enjoys. And I am picky. Bye, BTW. Easy. Easy keeper.
Just stubborn. Okay, there's four stubborns in there.
Oh, yeah. Like Jennifer just typed to me, and everyone knows cheaper horses get better homes. So $300.
$300.
But she's been adjusted and had a vet check, but she's just good for your backyard.
But stubborn. Don't forget, she's stubborn. What exactly does that mean, by the way? That's my question. He kept saying after everything that was good came just stubborn. So that means she'll do everything that's good after about an hour of kicking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly how that happens. Yeah, that was well read, by the way.
Thanks.
Kathleen sent this one in, and it's a picture of some four shipping boots. And everybody knows what shipping boots are, right? So it's a picture of four shipping boots leaning against the wall. And they're green. Upside down, yep. Kathleen sent this one in. Horse leggings, $25. I have a set of four horse leggings in good condition for $25. Call Gordon. So there you go. Horse leggings. Horse leggings.
Oh, my gosh. For $25. Leggings.
Leggings.
Oh, Beth sent in the next one. 1/4 horse stud. Oh, my goodness. And this is in Lynn Creek, Missouri.
1/4 of the horse is a stud? What's the other 3/4?
1/4 horse stud. Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. Very good horse with kids. His dad was a $60,000 racehorse, but he has no papers.
Of course he doesn't.
That's our theme for today. Ain't got no papers.
Ain't got no papers. There were papers. I saw the papers, but I ain't got no papers.
Gosh, his dad was a $60,000 racehorse. Yeah. That does nothing for me.
Yeah, but mine's a piece of crap, and you can have it for $500 because he's only a quarter stud.
Yeah.
You know, I can understand being half a stud. You know, you only had one. But I don't get the quarter.
Do you have a stud with no papers? Please castrate this horse. Sorry. Yes. Dennis sent in the next one. I need a barrel horse trade. Oh, it's a question mark. I need a barrel horse trade. Looking for a barrel horse or barrel prospect. Nothing over 12-year-old, please. Prefer a gelding, but will consider a mare. Would love a buckskin, dun, or gruya, but not a requirement. I have for trade a young trail rideable gelding who has had beginners on him on trail rides. Can be alpha with other geldings, but fine with mares. 15 hands. Also have a 4-year-old pretty pink cross mare that's sorrel and white. She is not broke. We bought her 3 weeks ago. We can't catch her, and she's skittish. Come and get her.
Come and get her if you can catch her or find her. She's in the back of the paddock someplace, hiding from the other horse who apparently is an alpha.
Can't catch her. She's somewhere in the back. Go get her.
She's now being traced by the young one that is an alpha.
Exactly.
All right. Now, this is a special ad because Robin went the extra mile on this one. This was sent in by Robin Donahue. And she was going out. I heard the whole story about this from Robin personally. And I actually saw a video. She was going out to take a look at a horse, a driving horse, for a friend of hers. And anybody who listens to the show knows that Robin has the most wonderful Percheron that she uses for driving in her carriage business. And actually, if you want to hear more about Robin, you can hear her on the Staple Scoop show. She joined us on the Staple Scoop show this week, so you can check her out there. But she sent in this ad, and this is the way the ad was written on Craigslist. Cross Draft in Texas. Percheron app cross for sale. Rides and drives was my carriage horse. He is 13 years old, 16 hands, bomb-proof on the streets. Likes to pull more than ride, LOL. Coggins neg, good health check. This animal commands the attention of adults and kids alike. Great for a carriage business.
Sounds great.
Does. Now, Robin rewrote the ad after she went to see the horse.
Lord.
And she said, this is the way the ad should have read. And she also adds, the parts and quotations are things the owner actually told me. So here we go. Here's the way the ad should have read. Saint of a horse seeks more educated home in Texas. Old style Appaloosa that had its tail docked to a little nub, which is just nasty because he's an app and cannot grow a tail. 16 hands, but only because he has withers like a thoroughbred. Desperately needs a top line. He's great at pulling a carriage, even when you have no clue how to put the harness on. I, quote, I even had him galloping through the desert with a vis-a-vis carriage. No wonder the thing was so crooked. He has great feet, which is good because he won't let you work on them. Quote, the best farrier I ever had work on him only held each foot for a few seconds at a time. He kept going round and around until he was done. It only took him 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
You can ride him, but you must wear spurs. He usually rears twice, but then he will stop because he realizes he's too heavy to do that. Then he'll behave. Unquote. He has a great walk, trot, and canter, gives to the bit nicely, does not need to be ridden with spurs. Might have what's that?
Squamous cell carcinoma.
Thank you. In his right inner eyelid. But, quote, the flies have been at him, so it's probably why it's so swollen, unquote.
Oh, my God.
Quote, loads in the trailer fine, but if you put another horse in first, if you have to take him anywhere by himself, you need to hook him to a come-along. All that he needs to hear is the click a few times, and then he'll walk right in.
Oh, my God.
Okay, think about that, people. He hooks this horse to a come-along and starts cranking, and that's how he gets him in the trailer. That's a first ever that I've heard.
Oh, my God. And then she goes on to say it's $6,000. Oh, Robin, this sounds like something that I would have gone and looked at. My God. So it's like Percheron app cross.
Let me tell you, this is a spotted Appaloosa. And I saw the video. It's a spotted Appaloosa. And the horse was so patient. This was the most patient horse you've ever seen because everything was wrong. There were parts missing on the harness. Just everything was wrong. It was just a mess.
Oh my gosh, he's got tumors, but the fly's been at him, so that's probably why it's so swollen. Oh,
he got a fly stuck
horse
in there under his eyelid, something.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Oh yeah, well written there, Robin, well written. So now, this is a new thing we can add to Really Bad Ads. If you actually go see a horse that had the ad, we want you to send us the old ad, save that, and then do your version of what it should have said, and send it along. That's a whole new thing we can add to Really Bad Ads. I like that idea. Very well written, Robin. Good job.
I think what we need to do is to put the names of all these in a hat and pick the winner because it's such a good prize. I don't want to be the one to say who wins.
Okay.
What do you think?
I agree. I don't know who to pick either today. So why don't I do this? I will scroll up and down, close my eyes, and point at one of
them.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? I'm scrolling up and down.
This is such fancy way to do it.
Pointing at someone, and I pointed at the horse trailer. Lindsay Rausch wins today.
All right, Lindsay.
So, Lindsay, good job. That was a crappy horse trailer, too. So good job, Lindsay. Congratulations. You're the winner. And thank you to Monty Roberts and also to Cavallo for providing that $165 saddle pad. Jennifer will be in touch to make sure that happens. And we thank you, everybody who submits ads. Obviously, you're all winners, potentially, because you're all in the running for a Flex and Fork. See, I can't win Flex and Forks. I could submit really bad ads, but I can't win. So I had to buy one, two.
Yeah.
I had to buy two of them.
Suck it up.
I know. Suck it up. Well, thank you to everybody for sending them in. We really appreciate it. All the other shows are out or coming out today on the Horse Radio Network. You can find them all on our app. It's easy. iOS or Android. It's free. Just search for Horse Radio Network. Simplest way to listen. We'll be back on here Monday with a new show. Do you have anything going? Well, you don't have any shows, horses to show with anymore, do you?
Okay, here's the deal.
Oh, no.
Signed up for a horse show.
Yeah, but who are you going to bring?
Thor.
Okay, what kind of horse show is it? Are we going on a walk through the desert horse show?
Oh, if I say it out loud, I'll have to do it. So I'm glad you asked me because I've been kind of wavering about
it. Can I guess what kind of horse show? It's not a barrel race. That wouldn't work. He'd knock them all over.
We're working on slowing down.
It's not jumping because he pretty much destroys the jumps. A 5-mile endurance ride.
Man, he'd be really good at that. But no, I'm taking him to a dressage show.
What?
I know. I'm so excited.
Does he have three gates or are we just doing walk trot?
Well, we're going to start with the walk trot to do two walk trot tests and then one training level test. So he will do some walk trot canter. And he's coming along quite nicely. Actually, I just sent some pictures to Jennifer to post. We had so much rain that my arena is super flooded. And so I thought, what better to go out and practice riding in the water with your Mustang? And I even jumped him water to water and like into the water. I sent some pictures. So Jennifer will post those on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. And then I'll post another one later of him doing some dressage. And he is going to be super fancy. I'm so excited. I'm taking you to a dressage show. And let me tell you something. This is it's a schooling dressage show, obviously, but it's a schooling for
FEI. So
no, but it's a schooling show for the Arizona Dressage, the ADA, the Arizona Dressage Association. So you get, like, this is the first one of the season because season is different here in Arizona. Nobody does anything all summer. So everybody goes to this one. It's like, has fancy warm bloods. There's usually a couple of Parisians. Like, this is going to be ridiculous. But I'm going to do it. I don't know how he's going to be at a horse show. He could be crazy. He could be awesome. I have no idea. I'm just going to find out.
Well, you make sure it gets on the announcer's sheet that he announces it was a prison-trained Mustang, because that the judges are sure going to like him even better.
I don't want anybody to know. his brand is almost gone. You can barely see his freeze brand. It was just a botched job. So nobody knows he's a Mustang. Everybody is going to say, oh my gosh, he looks like such a fancy warm blood. What kind of warm blood is that? I'm pretty sure.
Jennifer said you could probably pull that off better, the whole warm blood thing, if you got a tail extension.
Oh, yeah. His tail is kind of chewed half off.
That's funny. So you know what, though? We brought one of our Percherons to one of those little schooling dressage shows, and he won blue ribbons. So
set me up for that.
He's 18 and a half hands. He could barely put his feet up, and he kept looking at the mirror every time he went by it in the ring.
I can
see Thor looking in the mirror too. I hope there's no mirrors because I can
there
see.
There are no mirrors. No, it's an outside.
Oh, good. I can see Thor staring at himself as he went by. Hey, look at that pretty Mustang over there.
The sad news is it's only about 15 minutes away. So if he gets away from me, he might run home. So I'm excited. I'm nervous. Like, just sitting here, my palms have started to sweat.
Is that this weekend?
Huh?
Is this this weekend?
No, it's October 31st. You guys are actually going to have just left town.
Oh,
so you could, if you change your flight, you could go.
How convenient that we won't be there.
Yeah, how convenient.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's the weekend you're at Flag Is Up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll be at Flag Is Up. It's Halloween. Is there a costume class? I'm sure he'd love to have like some armor and all kinds of stuff hanging off of him.
Let's add a little more stress to the whole thing.
Oh, no, are you sure there's not a costume class? Because that could add to the excitement of the show, too.
I'm going to hopefully not see that, not witness it. I'm just going to take him. I'm hoping, because it's Breeders' Cup Day. It's going to be in the morning because the walk trot one should be first and I'll do training level one. Hopefully they don't go reverse order. So I'll start in the morning. I'll get there early, do my test and leave before everybody gets there. But I'm going to do it. Thor's going to a horse show, baby.
Well, there you go. And I thought you didn't have a show horse. Was I wrong?
You know what? That's what happens when you sell your event horse and also you, your other horse is lame. So it's like, I just have to do something and that's what I'm going to do.
All right, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. If you're going to a horse show, good luck. And we'll see you all here on Monday morning on Horses in the Morning.
Have a great one. Spade your geld, everybody. Does anybody have a black geld extension I can borrow?